Welcome to Godfulness, Mindfulness for Christians. In today's episode, we want to address something that is very common to very many of us, and that is a mind that races from one thing to the next. And the problem with a mind that races from one thing to the next is that it finds it very difficult to live aware of God in the present moment, or to live aware of God in the blessings that surrounds one, because somehow the mind believes, as it races from one thing to the next, that we will be happier with the next thing that we're going to do, or the next thought that comes to us. And then when we actually get to that next thought or that next thing, we're thinking about something in the future that supposedly will make us happy then. And so Godfulness asks us to find God right now and perhaps to tame a little bit the racing mind. Welcome to Godfulness, Mindfulness for Christians. Segment number one. Let's take a moment to look at the scope of this problem of the racing mind. First of all, let's look at it as something that comes to us from our culture, our society, the way that so many of us live. First of all, multitasking is something that we are encouraged to do with our work and with our school. There's so many different things that are expected of us that we really do have to move from one thing to the next, perhaps not even completing one thing before we embark on something else, being interrupted by somebody who calls us back to some previous project or thing that we're doing, then going back into the present to do whatever we're doing now and having to think and plan for the future, becomes a very real part of our lives that we can't deny, nor can we really, in a serious way, stop from happening. Yet what often happens is that leads us then to have our minds go faster than they actually need to do, more often than they actually need to do. The second scope of this problem we see through our advertising media and through social media, through all sorts of different things that are out there that invite us to spend just a few seconds in absorbing an image, an idea, a commercial, something like that, and then move on to the next thing. There is a way in which we are being inundated with short clips of things that are meant to have an impact in a short period of time and then invite us to move on to something else. And the result of that is that our minds are constantly being attracted by things. We leave that thing attracted to something new, attracted to something new. It's part of the way that advertising and information is being given to us now. The long, leisurely article to read is pretty foreign to us now. And the movie or the television show that goes very slowly and deals with people's personalities and things like that is getting more and more rare. And so what is happening through social media and advertising is that we are encouraged to have minds that race from one thing to the next. And the last thing that can kind of illustrate the scope of this problem is the fact that when we sit alone by ourselves, we find that our mind moves very quickly still. You know, it's almost as though I've gone out and jogged for, 10 minutes. I come back and I expect my heart rate to slow down immediately. Well, it's not going to happen. It'll take its time. But we find that our minds, the same thing happens. That because they race from one thing to the next, when we do slow down, that our minds can't slow down very fast. It takes them a while. And that will be a cue to what we can do to help ourselves in this racing mind world. Segment number two. So our minds racing and not being able to slow down becomes a glimpse of perhaps where we can go to make a change. So if our minds have a hard time slowing down when we slow down, and when we actually want them to focus on something, focus especially on something beautiful like the presence of God or blessings from the Lord, then what can we do to keep our minds from racing from one thing to the next throughout the entire day? There are two things that I think are particularly helpful, and we'll deal with only one of them now, but let me mention both of them. The first is to take time every day for a very quiet, peaceful, silent, more meditative openness to God in one way or another. There's so many different ways to pray and to allow a quieter sort of prayer maybe than what we're used to. The second way is to actually during the day to identify when our minds are racing from one thing to the next and to challenge ourselves to slow down our minds, to not move so quickly to something in the future, but to stay more connected to how God is around us in this beautiful present moment. Let's focus on that for a moment. So remember, we've talked about that very beautiful gift, that vigilance, that watchfulness, which we learned from the Orthodox is called nepsis. We focused on how nepsis helps us when we are having those things in our lives that move us away from God, that are either temptations or movements that are somehow, kind of sad or make us less eager to serve God, movements that lead us away from God, and how nepsis then can come in, and then through now this word, this phrase that becomes our go-to method of remembering how God is close to us, God has blessed us, we are able then to shift away from those identified problematic thoughts or experiences that are going on. Nepsis can also be used to catch ourselves when we find ourselves racing from one thing to the next in a way that isn't helpful for the work that we have to do. Of course, if part of our work is multitasking, if part of our work, means that we do have to, think of one thing and the next thing, if interruptions are a part of our lives, that's perfectly fine. But when we find our minds racing from one thing to the next, often with the idea that the next thing that I do or the next thing I think of will bring me greater happiness than what I am in now, the nepsis can, with that watchfulness, can say, wait a minute, I'm setting myself up to ignore God in the present and only imagine I will encounter God in the future. And I know that's not true. Let me return to my phrase, my word, whatever it is, and encounter God right now in this present moment. Segment number three. I don't know if you've ever eaten with somebody who doesn't seem to even taste their food, who wolfs it down without any sense of enjoying it, other than the pure momentum of eating. If you've eaten with somebody like that, there's a good chance you've eaten with me, because that's how I eat. And it's a way of not savoring what is so good before you, with the sense that something else, the next bite or the next thing I drink will be better or somehow will satisfy me. And because of that, there is a constant movement and momentum to the eating that takes over. What I'd like to suggest that that's almost like our minds racing through the day, trying to consume time so that we get to other things and new things and better things and other and more important things or whatever it is, and the mind races ahead and ahead. And what is the answer? Perhaps it's partially in savoring our day, savoring certain moments of our day when we really don't have to do a whole variety of things and move from one thing to the next, but rather savoring the moment that's going on right now. It might be when we're driving somewhere, and maybe we're even caught in traffic, to savor the experience of just being aware that we are living in God's presence. It might be in something simple like walking to our car, or it might be, you know, as we've mentioned before, the going to get a cup of coffee or looking out the window or just having to adjust something that's going on in our lives, climbing the staircase and savoring that this particular moment is a moment of peace, a moment of God. And I don't need to think too far in the future. Right now, the Lord is coming to me at this moment. The mind slows down. It stops racing as fast as it was before. And we begin to appreciate what's going on in our lives with God right now, and not have the same neurotic need to be thinking of something else that supposedly will be better or more complete in our lives. And so our challenge, perhaps, to the racing mind is a way of savoring our day and appreciating what it is that we have right now with God, and not imagining that something else will bring a deeper sense of fulfillment because it's something in the future that hasn't yet taken place, so somehow we imagine it as much better than what we have right now. Segment number 4. As part of the practical application of what we've been looking at right now, this kind of ability or looking for nepsis as it captures that we're racing from one thing to the next in our minds and we want to slow down, the practical application is something very different from what we've done before. What I would ask you to do is the next time that you have a meal or a snack, even if it's with other people, slow yourself down and enjoy what it is you're eating. And if you're with other people, enjoy being with them. Try as much as you can to stay in an appreciation of this food, this gift, this blessing of God right now. And if you can, don't think so much of what you might be doing after your meal or your snack, but for just a while, be focused on what you're doing there. This is different from what we normally do, because normally I would give you something to do in the next half minute, 30 seconds, or something like this. So it's a little perhaps more challenging to remember that the next time you eat something, or the next time, you know, that you have a meal, to slow down your mind as you focus on what it is that you're eating and the grace and the gift that that is, and not to think too much in the future. And if you're with other people, bring them into this savoring experience and enjoy their presence, their company, perhaps more than you normally would, See in them the gift and the blessing that they are to you from God, and appreciate them for that. The idea that we would savor our day is an idea that I think is very important, because we often attack time. There's never enough time. We can't get everything done that we're supposed to, and time becomes our enemy. When we shift and say no, by slowing down our minds and elongating our experience of things, somehow we might accomplish maybe fewer things. But what we do accomplish, we find that our minds being focused on them and focused on God present in them, those very things fill us with a much deeper satisfaction that makes it less necessary for us to always be imagining that when we accomplish this new thing or think this new thought or do this new thing, that in that there will be a deeper fulfillment than what we have right now. So the next time you eat, see if you can savor your meal and at the same time savor your day and slow your mind down. And that closes our episode of Godfulness, Mindfulness for Christians. And as always, let's pray for one another, that we all are able in one way or another to be so much more mindful and aware of God in our days.